Henry Klippenstein recently sent me a document for my reading pleasure and amusement. It was pure Henry. So I phoned him, but after hearing our connection, realized that it would not be possible to record his voice by phone, so he gave me permission to read this, all the while assuring me that this had not been his intent. But it is worth sharing, and this may well become an initial chapter in another book. Here's what he wrote. My Journal, Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. Today is the first day of the rest of my life, my journal life. I have long regretted that I never attempted a journal, because frequently I am frustrated that I have no record of significant events or issues in my life. For example, I had a stroke some years ago, but do not know whether it was 12 or whatever years ago. It would be helpful to be able to inform my current neurologist whether I have had IgG treatments for 15 or 20 years. Also, socially, I would like to definitely know for how many years we have attended the much-appreciated Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship. I am frankly embarrassed that I can only generally refer to specifics in my life and have no source to verify my recollections. So, no more procrastination. I am committed to a new venture. Furthermore, many times people who have read my book, Thicker Than Water, have inquired whether I am currently doing any other writing. I am reluctant to say yes, but they are in the form of sermons. My sermons have generally been well received, but I am well aware that the many hours of crafting a sermon have much more therapeutic value for me than for my audience. And who wants to read sermons? So whether or not anyone ever reads my journal is not the issue. On the other hand, should any of my family in the future, when they reach the age of 89, wonder what I was pondering at this ripe age to slow down the onslaught of senility, it will all be there. It is often emphasized that actions speak much louder than words. But I hasten to point out that words recorded last much longer than do actions. We can still access the thinking of Socrates because he had the audacity to record it. I have no illusion that my scratchings will be of any permanent significance, but perhaps in today's reality of cremation, we need an alternative to tombstones, a marker to indicate that we were here. Or is that too hedonistic a preoccupation? At least these scratchings will leave no heavy footprints. The timing of this new venture is a bit bizarre. Without intending to be too melodramatic, because of the threat of the coronavirus, we seem to be staring death in the face. Perhaps these scratchings are a timid act of faith that we will somehow survive this crisis. We are in the second week of hunkering down in self-imposed isolation at Shannon Oaks, a senior independent living complex we entered some 9 months ago. As of today, no visitors are allowed, and all group activities have been curtailed, with the exception of common meals in the dining room. Because of my compromised immune system, we have requested having all of our meals delivered to the seclusion of our apartment. To date, that has worked out well. However, it does negate much of the attraction of living in community. The day did begin with a rather humorous incident. When I awoke at about 8 o'clock, I seemed to have trouble removing my feet from under my comforter. It was then I realized that I had gone to bed still wearing my sandals. I have occasionally explained to my friends that because I have lost feeling in my feet due to my peripheral neuropathy, I could go to bed still wearing my shoes and would not be aware of it. Well, today it happened. When I awoke at 4 a.m. for my routine bathroom break, I had the bright idea to get our mail, which we had neglected for a number of days because of our self-isolation. What better time than the middle of the night to steal to the mail area to retrieve our mail? Quickly, I threw on my house coat and put on my sandals. Invariably, I wear sandals with open-toed stockings, so several times a day I can apply my Buddha bar, marijuana cream, to my toes in order to alleviate the pain of my peripheral neuropathy. When I returned to our bedroom, I did not turn on the light so as not to awaken Louise. Quietly, I slid under my blanket. When Louise learned of my embarrassing experience in the morning, she couldn't stop laughing. But as I would say in my Plattdeutsch mother tongue, it is enough already for the first day. Just as a lad whistling in the dark to cover up his fear, I suspect that my long rambling monologue is evidence of my fear in our current crisis. Yes, we admit our fear. Some divine intervention and protection would be most appreciated. Meanwhile, I am soothed by the song of the Sandy Ridge Mennonite Oasis Chorale. We are not alone.
We are not alone.